It's very easy to support Kansas Public Radio during the fall fanfare. Just make a pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can go online to our toll-free number, 1-888-577-5268. Be the first one to support Trail Mix this afternoon, and if you are, you'll have a special bonus added to your pledge. Right now, Rachel Lyle from Lawrence is going to kick in an additional $100 for the next five pledges we receive during Trail Mix, so that'll mean the first five pledges that we receive during Trail Mix, $100 added to your pledge. It's at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268, and you'll be supporting a rare cultural resource, a radio program that you don't find anywhere else except from here in the studios of Kansas Public Radio with Bob McWilliams, and an hour of memorable, or 3 hours of memorable music each Saturday and Sunday. And I'm joined today by someone who has been supporting our program for 30 years since it has been on the air, David J. Brown of the Law Offices of David J. Brown. Thanks for making it in this afternoon.
Well, thank you very much. I'm really honored to be here. It's a pleasure to come every time there's a pledge drive and to ask friends to contribute to the station and to support this program, which really means so much to me. You know, as I was riding my motorcycle in today, I thought, gosh, the weather is so wonderful. It's a great day to pledge. And I know, I'll bet many people are outside doing things with the radio on or headphones on. It's so simple to pledge, though. Just take a minute, get your phone, and you can call 888-577-5268 and make a pledge. It only takes a minute or two. It's really simple. They ask a few questions, and you're done. And you can feel really good about the day because you've pledged. Or if it's easier, you can just use that website, the kansaspublicradio.org, and you can make your pledge there. A couple buttons to click, a few questions to answer. And again, presto, you're done. And again, what people never understand, particularly folks who have never pledged, and I suggest if you have never pledged, try this. Call 888-577-5268. Make a pledge, and I promise you, when you hang up, you will feel really good because you've become a part of something really special. It's just amazing how that works. And it's easy. Your credit cards will bill you, all sorts of things. It's not a problem. So do it now. So call 888-577-5268.
Hey, Bob, can you let us know what we've got coming up down the road in the program?
Oh, we've got lots of good stuff coming up down the road in the program, and I don't have it right in front of me if you said that. Thanks for that question there, Jeff. Thanks for that question. I can tell you shortly, or I can't tell you shortly. I'm sorry, folks. I recorded this morning, but I can't really remember exactly what is
Bob, while you're looking, we need to thank some folks.
Tell you, I think in a second. Boy, this sounds professional, doesn't it? We have got, coming up, a wonderful song by Joe Crookston, Bird by Bird, which is based on a book by Anne Lamott. We've got Carrie Newcomer, and we have A.J. Lee and Blue Summit. They're coming to Winfield. I'm not sure if we got to thank some people that called in this morning. Let's do that. James Hillard, David Wilhock, Rebecca Nevergold, and Carolyn Young. The most important thing to do is to let us know that Trail Mix is important to you. We've been here 30 years because of financial support from listeners down through the years, but we're now looking to move that forward. So I hope you're already a member and you're a sustaining member. Thank you. If not, I hope you can maybe pledge $10 or $15 a month. Take advantage of that challenge that we've got from Rachel Lyle. She'll add $100 if we get five membership pledges, $60 or more, the next five. So do that now at Kansas Public Radio. .org, kansaspublicradio.org, or 888. You give the phone number,
yes,
Jeff.
Yes, can do. It is 888-577-5268. And we've got more Trail Mix to enjoy in just a moment. And as we enjoy the music, we would also certainly enjoy hearing from you with a pledge of support at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. Just in case you missed it a moment ago, 30 years of Trail Mix. We're going to be celebrating the 30-year anniversary of this program in just a few days. And that's 30 years of radio that has existed because of the support of listeners, because the music has meant so much to them each and every Saturday and Sunday afternoon. It's meant something special to them, and they know that with their support, it continues in perpetuity. So let's hear from you next at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268, and let's enjoy some more music here on KPR.
Trouble isn't easy. Trouble brings doubt. Fear comes in and the joy goes out. How are we gonna make it? What are we gonna do? How are we gonna make it when trouble comes through? We'll take it bird by bird, a little at a time. Take it bird by bird and stone by stone, a little at a time. Take it stone by stone. Change isn't easy, change is hard. Fear comes in and it can tear you apart. How are we gonna make it? What are we gonna do? How are we gonna make it when change comes through? We'll take it bird by bird, a little at a time. Take it bird by bird and stone by stone, a little at a time. Take it stone by stone, a little at a time. Take it stone. Dreams can get lost. Fear comes in and the dream gets tossed. How are we gonna make it? What are we gonna do? How are we gonna make this dream come true? We'll take it bird by bird, a little at a time. Take it bird by bird and stone by stone, a little at a time. Take it stone.
Joe Crookston here on Kansas Public Radio. His song Bird by Bird, inspired by the book of the same name by author Ann Lamott. And it's part of an album that he put out back in 2008 called Abel, Baker, Charlie, and Dog. Joe Crookston. I'm Bob McWiz. We've got Carrie Newcomer next here on Trail Mix. And coming up after that in about 5 minutes, some musicians. It'll be at the Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield, September 18th to the 22nd, the festival there. And we'll be hearing from A.J. Lee and Blue Summit. Right now, Carrie Newcomer. This is an album that came out just 1 year ago. Terrific album called A Great Wild Mercy. And I love the song and the sentiment behind this song from Carrie Newcomer. It's called Take More Time, Cover Less Ground. Carrie Newcomer on KPR's Trail Mix.
In an ancient tower, I'm a long table lamp and the appointed hour. I'm what's never been named and is nameless still. And the echo that comes back from the bottom of the well. Let me rest in the arms of these tangled roots. I've been wearing my longing like a backpack and boots. Let me notice the wheels, how they rattle and turn. How my life's filled with kindness that I didn't earn. Time to pick it all up and lay it back down. Time to know what I seek has already been found. Time to listen to what never made a sound. Time to take more time, quickly pass, not half empty or full, just a big old glass. Some answers don't come, but it's enough to ask. Deep calls to deep, and vast calls to vast. Time to pick it all up and lay back down. Time to know what I seek has already been found. Time to listen to what never made a sound. Time to take more time and cover less ground. And the stars take a bow. I'm grateful we're all safe and here for now. And then love keeps us tethered somewhere, somehow. Now in the season of come on home, slowing my life to the speed of my soul. Now when the reason's been never so clear, the end of a hard but holy year. Time to pick it all up and lay it back down. Time to know what I seek has already been found. Time to listen to what never made a sound. Time to take more time and cover less ground. Time to take more time and cover less ground.
That's the wonderful Carrie Newcomer here on KPR. The song is called Take More Time, Cover Less Ground. It's from an album that came out a year ago. It's Carrie Newcomer's latest. It's called A Great Wild Mercy. With music up next from A.J. Lee and Blue Summit coming to the Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield later this month in just over 10 minutes, we'll hear a really cool duo new to me this year called Paper Wings. We'll hear a song from their album, Listen to the World Spin. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster. That's Friday evening. Puppets and Songs bring Mo Willems books to life. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Well, as I mentioned, A.J. Lee at Blue Summit, part of the lineup for this year's Walnut Valley Festival, happening in Winfield, September 18th through the 22nd. Let's hear A.J. Lee and Blue Summit, a single that came out this summer, with special guest Molly Tuttle joining in as well.
A vision in my dream, that ain't what it seems. Your picture's on the wall, but I can't find you at all. You walked right out the door, and I crashed into the floor. I won't get up no more, I can't find you at all. You vanished in thin air, and you thought I wouldn't care, but you were all so wrong. Through the window now I stare, but I can't see. Thank you.
vanished in thin air. And no, I shouldn't care, 'cause you've been gone so long. When summer's turned to fall, shadows all I find, so I hold you in my mind, but I can't feel you at all. No, I can't feel you at
A.J. Lee and Blue Summit with special guest Molly Tuttle for the song Can't Find You at All here on KPR, a single out from A.J. this summer. A.J. Lee and Blue Summit at the Walnut Valley Festival later this month, September 18th to the 22nd in Winfield. Info at wvfest.com. The duo Paper Wings in just over 5 minutes, and after that, someone else coming to Winfield, the wonderful Irish guitarist Shane Hennessy. But right now, it's time to do everybody's part to make sure Trail Mix and Kansas Public Radio is here for you in the future. And here's some folks to let you know how you can become a member listener of Kansas Public Radio.
The process of becoming a member listener couldn't be simpler. It takes just a moment over at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, or give us a call toll-free at 1-888-577-5268. And pledge your support for a radio program that's been around for 30 years, bringing an incredible experience each and every afternoon. And it's very affordable, because we only ask ever for what you can afford. Whether that is, say, $10 a month, joining us at the Directors Club level of $124 the year. Maybe you can afford $20 a month. Whatever it is, we ask that you make that decision to pledge your support right now to kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. During the Fall Fanfare. It's been a great start to an afternoon of music, and we're looking forward to what we have coming up. And I'm here with David J. Brown and Bob McWilliams, the host. Bob, thanks very much for putting together this program today.
Well, it's always a great honor to be able to bring this music to folks. I've been doing it now for 30 years. I don't know quite what happened when I started this show. I was kind of hoping, I hope this sticks around 6 months, maybe a year or two. But because of listeners in the past and their financial support of this show, we've been able to keep it going all these 30 years. Now, we've got a great challenge from Rachel Lyle right now that when we get 5 pledges, membership level pledges, 60 or more, maybe $10 or $15 a month, 5 of those, she's going to kick in an extra $100 to that. Is that right? Am I looking at this? I need new glasses.
Correct.
Anyway, so that's a great time to call in, and we thank Rachel for that. Now, a couple folks have already taken her up on that, and we want to thank an anonymous listener from Paola, Kansas. We want to thank Kathy Peters, a wonderful supporter of folk music from Kansas City, Kansas. And we'd love to thank you, if you're so inclined. Also, we had an anonymous member back about 1040. We never got thanked from Lawrence, Kansas. So if you were listening around then and calling a pledge, kind of a delayed thank you on that. We're great to have David, attorney at law, here with us on KPR, a person that called in the very first day Trail Mix was on and said he'd like to become an underwriter of the program. And we've done that all those years. So thank you for 30 years of support, David.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I have enjoyed this program for the first minute I heard it in the car. I rushed home and I called you and said, how can I support this station? How can I support this program in particular? It's an important program to me. You play all the music that I personally really enjoy. And I know that you listening, you must like this program because you're listening right now. You're listening during the pledge drive, which is particularly challenging, but since you're listening, would you please take the time to make a pledge? Call that number, 888-577-5268, or get online and to kansaspublicradio.org and make a pledge. It's, as I said earlier, it's really simple to do. You can put it on your credit card. You can get bills monthly. You can do all sorts of things. Or you can become a sustaining member like me, so the money comes out of your account on a regular basis and you don't have to keep track. But whatever you choose to do, make the pledge. We really need your support. You know, I'm sitting in a station, and I look around. There's thousands of dollars of equipment here. The people here earn salaries that are not anywhere near what they would get in private radio. They're dedicated. You're dedicated. You're listening. Call now, 888-577-5268. You'll be happy you did.
There's something about the Trail Mix listener. You had something?
Yeah, Jeff, I also forgot, you know, because we had our 30th anniversary, we've got someone who's been a friend of the show and a chorus in the show for nearly all those 30 years. Dar Williams is coming to Lawrence for a 30th anniversary concert to celebrate Trail Mix. It is November the 11th in the Lead Center Pavilion. Tickets are not NOT, not through the Lead Center. Tickets are through our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Click shop there. And as it happens, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to someone that gets a hold of us this afternoon during a Trail Mix, pledges online, or calls in a pledge, or just calls in and wants to be put in the drawing, but hopefully calls in a pledge this afternoon during Trail Mix. You can do that at kansaspublicradio.org or 1-888-577-5268.
That's correct. You can win a pair of concert tickets to Dar Williams by participating in the Fall Fanfare, and the next three people who pledge will have $100 added to their pledge by Rachel Lyle of Lawrence. So now's a great time to go to kansaspublicradio.org and make that pledge, or calling toll-free at 888-577-5268. Some more music on the way from Trail Mix and Bob McWilliams. We'll enjoy that, and we'd also enjoy hearing from you. Be the next one to support us at kansaspublicradio.org.
Oh, little star up in the sky, I feel so small. Show me how to burn bright. Show me how to burn bright. Show me how to burn bright. Show me.
That duo call themselves Paper Wings. We just heard the title track to their new album this year. Listen to the World Spin, Paper Wings, on Kansas Public Radio. Wyla Frank plays the guitars in the album with even a little bit of synthesizer. And Emily Mann does the banjo and fiddle, a little bit of harmonium. They both sing. And I really like what I'm hearing from them. Hope you do too. Paper Wings, Listen to the World Spin. With the brilliant Irish guitarist Shane Hennessy. Up next, he'll be coming back to Winfield this year, the Walnut Valley Festival, which, of course, is happening coming up this month, September 18th to the 22nd in Winfield. Lots of information at wvfest.com. I first discovered Shane on a remote Folk Alliance showcase during the early months of the pandemic, and some people from Ireland did showcasing. I heard him and absolutely knocked out. He sent me some music. We've stayed in touch. Got to see him several times and really, really like Shane Hennessy a lot. So if you haven't discovered him at Winfield, if you're going down there, make sure and check him out. Let's check him out right now. This is one he calls Traveling Tune, Shane Hennessy on Kansas Public Radio. That's Shane Hennessy. He calls that one Traveling Tune from his album Rain Dance. He'll be down at the Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield this month. We've got lots more music ahead, but now it's time for us to get some business taken care of, the business of financing Kansas Public Radio. Here's how you can help.
It's very easy to do. Just make a pledge over at kansaspublicradio.org or give us a call toll-free at 1-888-577-5268. I'm Jeff Watson, your host of Classical Music in the afternoons and weekdays here at Kansas Public Radio, but we're here enjoying a different sort of music with Bob McWilliams and Trail Mix. I really enjoyed that traveling song. There are occasions in our life where we've got to follow the roads and punch the clock when we need to in a schedule-oriented, dominated, clock-centered life, but there's a vital part of the experience that we get to have each and every time we tune into Trail Mix, a sense of community, a chance to gather together and enjoy songs, singing, dancing, life, laughter, and love, all that sort of thing. And it's an experience that we get when we tune into Trail Mix every Saturday and Sunday, and it's an experience we've been getting for 30 years. We're celebrating the 30-year anniversary of this program in a few days, 30 years of listener-supported radio, and we thank those of you who have pledged in the past. To be the next one at 888-577-5268 or, of course, kansaspublicradio.org.
Yes, and, you know, we need to thank someone who's put a challenge out. Rachel Lyle is matching pledges today, $100 per pledge, and we need one more to finish her challenge. But I want to thank Rachel. I mean, it's the generosity of the supporters who make these challenges sometimes gets overlooked. But the way you show your support and your appreciation for those folks behind the scenes is to make your own pledge. And you can do that by calling 888-577-5268. You know, these pledge drives are sometimes tedious, but we need your support. That's the reason we're asking you to call. That's the reason we're asking you to make a donation. Please give what you can afford. Get online if you wish. It's kansaspublicradio.org. We take, you know, credit cards, cash if you want to come by the station. But credit cards, we'll bill you. You can send us a check. It's really a simple thing to do. But the important thing for you right this minute is to do it. Do what needs to be done. Call 888-577-5268 and make your pledge. We'll appreciate it and thank you.
And we thank some folks that have done that. Daniel Martin, a new member, very
all
important.
Right.
This is a new member from Lawrence, Kansas, and Bruce Durkin from Marysville, Kansas, making pledges. We still have one more pledge to get, a membership pledge, $60 or more for that challenge by Rachel Dial. So when you make your pledge right now at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling 1-888-577-5268, you'll have $100 added to your pledge by Rachel Lyle, and we will have met her challenge. So let's get that done before the news of 201 and more Trail Mix after that with Sierra Farrell and Chris Delmhorst and Dar Williams. Thank you for all the support we've gotten over the years and for everybody that's already a sustaining listener. If you're not a member yet or it's time to renew, do it now at kansaspublicradio.org.
A very easy way to make that pledge, kansaspublicradio.org. Doesn't take very much time, or if you call us at 888-577-5268 and speak with one of our volunteers, it'll take just a few moments of your time. And just a little bit of time and a tiny bit of money makes a huge difference to everyone here at Kansas Public Radio during the fall fanfare. We've had 30 years of Trail Mix, and we're looking forward to decades more. Beautiful, wonderful music on a Saturday and Sunday afternoon. But it takes your help and it takes your support. Those of you who have an interest in this music, who tune in to listen each and every weekend, your support is vital to continuing this public radio resource. We thank those of you who have made the decision to make that pledge, and we hope you can be the next one. And as Bob mentioned, the next pledge to Trail Mix will be matched by $100 by Rachel Lyle of Lawrence. So you can have your pledge go a little bit farther. We're live, we're local, Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and of course, always online, where you can, of course, pledge to Kansas Public Radio at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got the news from NPR in just a moment, and it's going to be more wonderful music following that. Support for news on KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloists offering subscriptions for their 25th anniversary season, including Bach Unlocked, the annual holiday concert, The Adventures of Don Quixote, and more, now through Saturday, September 14th. Available at BachAriaSoloists.com. Thanks for joining us here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In a rare public appearance, the head of the CIA says the U.S. is making a new ceasefire proposal for the war in Gaza. The CIA chief spoke at a Financial Times conference in London, as NPR's Lauren Freyer reports.
CIA Director Bill Burns says this new, more detailed ceasefire proposal is still being worked out by the U.S. and other mediators, but that they expect to present it to Israel and Hamas soon.
And hopefully that'll happen in the coming days.
In an unprecedented joint appearance in London with his British counterpart, Burns said 90% of the proposal has already been agreed upon.
But in any negotiation I've been involved in, the last 10% is the last 10% for a reason, because it's the hardest part to do.
Burns and MI6 chief Richard Moore said a ceasefire would allow officials to focus then on regional risks, including Iran, Lebanon, and Red Sea shipping routes. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
With the latest Marquette University Law School poll showing the presidential contest about even in Wisconsin, former President Donald Trump is in that state today for a rally campaigning in the mostly rural central part of the state. Trump said the clock is ticking.
59 days from now, we are going to win Wisconsin. We are going to defeat Comrade Kamala Harris.
Vice President Kamala Harris is cloistered in a downtown Pittsburgh hotel working on preparations ahead of her debate with Trump. But she got out to a spice store for a few moments and took a question about the endorsement of former Vice President Dick Cheney and former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, both conservative Republicans.
They both, as leaders who are well-respected, are making an important statement that it's okay and it's not important to put country above party.
The presidential debate is this coming Tuesday night. Health officials have identified a person in Missouri sick with bird flu despite having no known contact with animals. It marks the first case of the virus in the U.S. this year not linked to farm work. NPR's Juliana Kim reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that a person in Missouri was hospitalized and treated for bird flu. Unlike other human cases, this patient has no known exposure to a sick animal. Bird flu has been spreading across farms in the United States since the spring. So far, there have been 14 human cases of the virus, and nearly all the patients had been linked to sick dairy cows or poultry. The CDC says the Missouri patient has recovered, and the virus did not appear to have spread to close contacts, adding that the risk of bird flu to the general public remains low. Aside from Missouri, human cases have been reported in Texas, Michigan, and Colorado. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from EBSCO. Support resources and tools, including disease and condition content from DynaMed and drug information from Merativ. Learn more at Dynamedics.com. Here's Sierra Farrell to open this hour of Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio.
1, 2, 3. when I found myself in darkness. I was all alone and afraid. But I kept climbing further still. That's when I found myself up high up on a cliff.
Sarah Farrell here on KPR. Her album this past spring called Trail of Tears. We heard Lighthouse and I'll Come Off the Mountain. With Chris Delmhorst up next and Dar Williams in about 7 minutes here on Trail Mix. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More info at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, whose mission is to enhance the quality of life of the entire community by helping neighbors remain in their homes as they age. Details on how to get involved at CommunityVillageLawrence.org. Let's go back to some of the early work of Chris Delmhorst, the album Songs for a Hurricane from just over 20 years ago. And we've got the song here for you called East of the Mountains. Chris Delmhorst on KPR.
Here we go. east of the mountains and west of the sea, my love lies weeping for me. Now I'm west of everything, I'm out here on my own, weeping for the only love I've known. Well, I started out in Greenburg, I started out in love, I started thinking nothing could go wrong. But every day my sisters, they turned to deeper green, and I should have known it couldn't last for long. But now east of the mountains and west of the sea, my love lies within for me. And I'm west of everything, I'm out here on my own, weeping for the only love I've known. Well, they took me to the railroad, put me on a train. Well, they said don't even bother to complain. You just sit there with a Spring Street girl, sit there with me, and your lover's face you never more you'll see. And now east of the mountains and west of the sea, my love lies waiting for me. And now west of everything, I'm out here on my own, waiting for the only love I've known.
Back to me, so I'm calling it a lovely time.
lovely day, and then I'm calling it a lovely place. Yeah, to just walk away.
Chris Delmhorst on KPR, Wasted Word, before that East of the Mountains, her album in 2003 called Songs for a Hurricane. With Dar Williams up next here on KPR, support for Trail Mix on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Well, upcoming this week on September the 11th, it will be exactly 30 years since the very first Trail Mix show was 2 hours on Sunday. The time has flown. To celebrate 30 years of Trail Mix on KPR, we're presenting Dar Williams in concert on November the 11th. We'll tell you more about that after we hear Dar Williams right now on KPR.
Never thought you were the letter writing type. So now I see the word you chose, the way you write. So I started to write back about the trees and the snow. And I saw a bird come say what it was, but I thought you would know. You always surprised me. If I wrote you, if I wrote you, you would know me, and you would not write me again. And when the spring came and flooded all the streams, it's like how you got the night you told me all your dreams. And when the barn roof sagged after an icy bout, it's like how you shrugged when you knew the truth was the only way out. But not the only way. If I wrote you, if I wrote you, you would know me, you would not write me again. I thought the world needed love and a steady hand, and so I'm steady now, yeah. I'm so happy I had to tell you, and I will not let me.
Star Williams and her song, If I'd Wrote You, from her 1997 album, End of the Summer. I'm Bob McWilliams, your host for Trail Mix. I've been hosting this show for almost 30 years exactly, because on September the 11th, 1994, the very first episode, 2 hours on a Sunday afternoon of Trail Mix, was broadcast, and didn't know how long it would last. I thought maybe it'll last a couple months, maybe a couple of years, and here we are, 30 years later. Well, Dar Williams has been a core artist on this show since almost the very start, and a big trend of the show, and she's coming to do a concert to celebrate Trail Mix on KPR for all these years. That's happening November the 11th. November the 11th, it'll be in the Lead Center Pavilion. Tickets are not through the Lead box office. They are through our website. So for tickets for Dar Williams, go to kansaspublicradio.org and click where it says shop. Coming up in just over 5 minutes is the Irish singer-songwriter based in Texas, Pat Byrne, who's playing the Waldo Folk Series in Kansas City next week. We've also got the Irish band Sox in the Frying Pan. They're coming to Winfield this year. And in addition, we'll tell you how you can win a pair of tickets to that Dar Williams concert coming up November the 11th, as we turn to you to make it financially possible for us to bring you everything you hear on Kansas Public Radio, including Trail Mix. Here's how.
Just make a pledge over at kansaspublicradio.org or call us toll-free at 1-888-577-5268. Socks in the Frying Pan, that sounds delicious, and I'm looking forward to hearing that coming up in just a moment, along with everything that we've got. And we've got Trail Mix, which is a radio program that is one of the things this whole region has going for it. We can say we're home to a radio program that you don't find anywhere else. It's part of the cultural life of Kansas. It draws musicians to the area to record in our live performance studio and to have Bob promote their concerts. We've got a wonderful program, but it wouldn't mean very much without a dedicated group of loyal listeners, and thankfully we've got just that. And I'd like to say that thanks to those dedicated listeners, we have met the challenge from Rachel Lyle of Lawrence, adding $100 to the first 5 pledges to Trail Mix. But a new challenge has been put on our board from Joanne Myers of Topeka, who is matching gifts of any size right now, dollar for dollar. You can double the value of your pledge to KPR right now, thanks to the generosity of Joanne Myers of Topeka. So be the next one to pledge at 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org.
You know, Jeff and Bob, one of the things about this program is how many musicians listen. I mean, I didn't have a good sense of that. I was in beautiful music a little while ago, and I bought a violin, and at 72, I decided to learn how to play the violin. But they said, oh, you're the pledge drive. And I said, yeah, that's me. But if you're a musician and you support the local stores and you get hear the music on this station and you learn your tunes by listening to the tunes that Bob plays, you need to show your support. I know that many of you are not members, and we're trying to get new members. So I want to encourage all the musicians out there who listen to this show regularly to call now. Call that 888-577-5268 and make a pledge and show that you're a part of the musical community in more ways than one. Again, it's 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org. Please do it now.
And I can tell people, I know this for a fact, that Dar Williams came for the first time and has returned to Lawrence a number of times because of this radio show, because of Trail Mix and Kansas Public Radio. And it's fitting that our 30th anniversary celebration concert, November the 11th, will feature Dar Williams. It'll be in the Lead Center Pavilion. Now, you cannot get tickets through the Lead Center. You can get tickets through the Kansas Public Radio website. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org and click shop. And tickets are more than 3/4 gone. I just might mention that. However, also when we hear from you today, with all the pledges coming in, everybody that gets a hold of us will get the chance to be entered, will be entered into a drawing today for a pair of tickets to that Dar Williams concert. Some more folks to thank: Steve Nettles from Shawnee, Kansas, an existing member who says great programming. And also Peter Shahid, a new member from Topeka, says keeps doing the great job. And new members are so vital that we are doing something a little special this time around to welcome the new members. Jeff, you can tell folks about that new member welcome box.
Sure, of course. This is something that, as far as I know, we haven't done in drives past, but we're doing it for the first time this drive because, as David mentioned, we are very interested in getting new members, people who have been maybe listening to Kansas Public Radio for quite a long time and never given before, or people who are discovering us maybe for the first time and want to be a brand new listener member to this station as well as a listener. And what we're doing for our new members this drive is welcoming them personally with what we're calling the KPR Welcome Box. This is a little gift box full of some sundries and some fun things, some bumper stickers, some refrigerator magnets. And what you do is pledge at the $10 a month level. Join us at the Director's Club, which is $120 for the year, which works out to just $10 a month. And if you're a new member pledging at that level today, we'll send you along this new KPR Welcome Box with some fun items inside. The way to make a pledge, of course, is at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 1-888-577-5268. And if you're a brand new member, this go-around, we'll send you the fun KPR Welcome Box, in addition to our sincere thanks for your pledge and your wonderful support for Kansas Public Radio. We're going to get back into the music with Trail Mix and Bob McWilliams, but thanks for being a part of things during the fall fanfare here at Kansas Public Radio.
She was waiting there, sun waves on her hair, summer dress like a flag unfurled in the blue shadows of my blue world. Every line spoke to me, love and life and memory. Broken and hearts fell in the blue shadows of my blue world. Close together, so far apart, across a table in the dark. Knowing I remember still, always high and always well. Thought along how the weeds curls through the blue shadows in my blue world. Worried mind, shouldered heart, drawn together and pulled apart. Another spin on the telltale world through the blue shadows in my blue world. Another spin on a tilted world through the blue shadows in my blue world. I ride my bike by to see her on the porch. When I fell asleep, it was her thing, go. Didn't know what to call it, so I called her mom. Ishbel MacArthur, that 10-year-old girl, the minister's daughter, come into my world. Fitting my heart like a hand in a glove. Didn't know what to call it, so I called it love. I can take it too far as dreams go. I'm none to remember as far as I know. The last I remember it was you I dreamt of. I don't know what to call it, I call it love. Thank you. And I may see it coming and maybe I won't, but it won't really matter if I do or I don't. I know I'll be fine when push comes to shove. I don't know what to call it, but I'll call it love. Nothing much changes, it's always the same. Still falling for beauty again and again. In the face of it all, it's yours a dream of. I don't know what to call it, but I call it love. In the face of it all, it's yours a thing of. I don't know what you call it, but I call it love.
David Francy, the Canadian singer-songwriter, with his album from last year, The Breath Between, which ended up winning this year's Juno Award, Canadian Music Award for Best Traditional Roots Album. We heard two songs, Two Shadows, and then I Call It Love, here on Kansas Public Radio with Pat Byrne. Up next on Trail Mix, I'm Bob McWilliams, your host. Thanks for being here with me today. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from the law office of David J. Brown, LC in Lawrence, working to help individuals, small businesses, families, and non-traditional families with legal and estate planning needs, located at 120 East 9th Street in Lawrence. Well, Pat Byrne coming to the Waldo Folk Series in Kansas City. That is this Wednesday night at 7 p.m. in the Tap Room at Waldo Pizza. That's about 75th and Warnell in Kansas City. Waldo Folk presenting Pat Byrne. Let's hear Pat Byrne right now on KPR's Trail Mix.
Can't you tell, or is it just me, that this is not what it used to be? I thank the stars they brought me to you. Now I'm at war with the both sides of you. You used to challenge my whole worldview. All my falsehoods became my truth. The way you laughed set my heart on fire. Now we're just balancing on a wire. But it used to be love. It used to be love. It used to be love. Yeah, it used to be love. It used to be love. It used to be love. And it's like a constant apology. 'Cause right or wrong, you put it all on me. When you know you've got yourself to blame. And now all we've got here are numbered days. But it used to be love. It used to be love. It used to be love. Hey, it used to be love. It used to be love. It used to be love. Okay. Can't you tell by my bitter tone? I think we're much better off alone. But the highs that we shared back then lay on my mind time and time again. Cause it used to be love. 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 It used to be love.
The singer-songwriter from Ireland, Pat Byrne, It Used to Be Love, from his album Live at Anderson Fair. And Pat Byrne coming to the Waldo Folk Series in Kansas City this Wednesday night, September the 11th, the Tap Room at Waldo Pizza. There's info at waldofolk.com. In about 6 minutes, we're going to hear the Irish band Socks in the Frying Pan. They're on the way to Winfield. Right now, though, it is time for us to get down to business and raise money in support of Trail Mix and Kansas Public Radio. And here's what you can do to make that happen.
Easy to do. Just give us a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or call us toll-free at 888-577-5268. And show your support for Trail Mix, one of the most unique radio programs that we have here on KPR, one of the most unique radio programs that you're likely to find anywhere, which gives you a lot every weekend. Americana, roots, folk, Celtic, it gives you all of that, but much more. The music of the human heart, songs about loss and longing, songs about coming home after long journeys, and musical tales of heritage, heroism, ballads of courage, and our wandering histories. You get all of that and much more each and every time you tune into Trail Mix on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. And it's been around for 30 years, and it's been around that long because of the support of listeners. And we want to ensure the future of a wonderful radio program such as this, and it takes your help and your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268 in whatever amount you can give to help support Trail Mix this afternoon. And someone else helping us out is Joanne Myers of Topeka. With a challenge on our board, Joanne Myers of Topeka is matching all pledges dollar for dollar right now. So this is an excellent time for you to double the value of your pledge and make it go twice as far. Again, it's at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. And just in case I didn't mention it, I'm Jeff Watson, host of Afternoon Classical Music, here with Bob, of course, and of course, Attorney David J. Brown. Thanks for being in today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm always excited to do this. You know, the music on this station is just really special. It's, you know, there are no algorithms. There are no, you know, Bob sits at home and, or probably here in the station, I don't know, but he programs this based on the music that's playing in town, in the community. He gives you bulletins about what's going on in Kansas City and elsewhere. You get all the news about what's happening in the music world, because Bob has his finger, he's on the pulse of music locally, whether it's jazz or classical and folk. And that's true of everything on this station, whether it's Destiny at night or Jeff in the afternoon. It's personally programmed for your listening pleasure. And it's really, you know, time for you to show your appreciation for that effort. And it is truly an effort. This is not something they knock out by getting a list off the internet or, you know, Google music to play today. Doesn't happen. They work really hard. And you need to show your appreciation. And if you know, particularly if you've never contributed before, we really need your support. It's an excellent opportunity. Your donation of $10 a month, $15 a month will be doubled. And take an opportunity. It's kind of KPR magic, turning your $1 into two. Call now. Make a pledge. 888-577-5268 or get online. It's kansaspublicradio.org. Click the buttons. It only takes a couple of minutes. You'll feel good about it. And we truly, truly appreciate it. Thank you. Do it now.
We thank everybody that's already a sustaining member. Once you're a sustaining member, you don't have to pay any attention to us folks talking about call in or go online and get us money, because you just set your membership level, maybe $15 a month, and let it roll until you decide to change it. Now, if you'd like to increase it, it's always a great idea to do it. If you want to decrease it, we understand that too. Become a sustaining member, it makes it easy. Now, it's still easy, though, to make a pledge right now by going to kansaspublicradio.org. And Joanne Myers of Topeka is matching your pledges dollar for dollar. If you pledge $240 right now, that turns into $480 for KPR. So it's a great time to do that. And some folks have been taking advantage of that challenge. John Warr, an existing member from Overland Park, Kansas. Blue Hoyt, a new member from Topeka, Kansas. And all the folks that have already pledged today and during our drive, we thank you so, so much. And what Jeff pointed out, I think, is something people might not understand. People, I think that the announcers on this show kind of stroll into the studio 2 minutes before the show begins and just pick out some music at random. Well, I know that Jeff and Destiny and Cordelia put a lot of thought into the classical music programming I do for the Jazz and Trail Mix. And in fact, it usually takes me about as long to program Trail Mix, to pick out the music, as it is to actually do the show. One reason is there's lots of new releases coming in. Lots of new releases to say, what's worth playing? What's worth playing a lot? And then we've got a great music library and my own music library to pull out stuff from the past. And as David mentioned, it's making sure you're talking about the concerts coming up. Today, you notice I'm playing some artists coming to the Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield. We really pour our heart and soul into it. And I'm not saying that for you to take pity on us. I am saying that to you because if you listen, I think you'll recognize this is special radio. It's a special radio that exists only because of your support. Make a pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org.
And do keep in mind that when you make that decision and make a pledge to Trail Mix during the Fall Fanfare, right now your pledges are being matched dollar for dollar by Joanne Myers of Topeka. Generous challenge on our board. Pledge number again is 1-888-577-5268. Or, of course, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support a radio program that you won't find anywhere else, bringing you experiences every weekend that'll be memorable and long-lasting. 30 years of wonderful programming from Trail Mix, and we hope that you'll be here to help ensure the future. Let's enjoy some more music here on KPR. Thank you.
rolling in my sweet baby's arms. I lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. I ain't gonna work on no railroad. I ain't gonna work on no farm, no, no. I lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. I lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. In the streets with another man, and you wouldn't even go my veil. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. I lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Parents don't like me. They drove me away from your door. And if I had my life to live over, well, I'd go right back there once more. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. I'll lay around the shack to the mail train come back. I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Arms. I lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. I lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. It's rolling in my sweet baby's arms. I lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms.
That's the Irish band Socks in the Frying Pan. And we heard music from their album called Return of the Giant Sock Monsters from Outer Space. Yes, that indeed kind of sounds like it should be part of a cinema go-go, doesn't it? Socks in the Fried Pan started us off a blast of tunes, two polkas and a slide. They call that set County Clare, the home of polkas. Then the song Rolling in My Sweet Baby's Arms. And they're set to play at the Walnut Valley Festival in Winfield. That happens this month, September 18th and the 22nd in Winfield, Kansas. And there's lots of info at wvfest.com. And up next, from Canada, the sibling combination of fiddler Christina and guitar Bichon and guitarist Quinn Bichon. We'll hear Christina and Quinn Bichon next. Support for Trail Mix on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, presenting the Kaw Valley Jukebox, a source for local musicians to submit their music for preservation and public access streaming through the library. More information at music.lplks.org. And the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Here's Christina and Quinn Bichon, some tunes from them, Scatter the Mud, Noonday Feast, and Elzik's Farewell on KPR. Thank you. A mighty blast of tunes indeed from Christina and Quinn Bashan. Christina the fiddler, Quinn the guitarist. A pair of jigs, Scatter the Mug and Noonday Feast, and then the real Elzik's Farewell. From their 2011 album Family, it's Christina and Quinn Bashan on KPR. In about 10 minutes, we're going to hear a song from the recent release by singer-songwriter Nicole Wagner. Right now, though, it is time to take care of some business, the business being raising money to keep Trail Mix and Kansas Public Radio here for you. You're a big part of making KPR happen, and here's what you can do in that regard.
To help make KPR happen, it takes your pledge of support. During our Fall Fanfare, the Fall Membership Campaign, pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. Or by giving us a call toll-free at 1-888-577-5268. It's Jeff Watson, your host of Afternoon Classical Music during the weekdays here on KPR. Just like I thought, I got a big kick out of Socks in the Frying Pan, and I'm looking forward to what we've got coming up in the next hour. But before we get to there, as Bob mentioned, we need to take care of a little business. We need help from Trail Mix listeners, who we find to be, in general, courteous, conscientious, and reasonable people. There's something about the quality of this music that draws, I think, the sensitive ear and the empathetic mind, and a Trail Mix listener might well be the kind of person to make an effort on behalf of their friends, their neighbors, and the whole community. The way to do that is by pledging at 888-577-5268 or by going online to kansaspublicradio.org. And I just want to mention that right now is an excellent time to pledge, because your pledges are being matched dollar for dollar right now by Joanne Myers of Topeka. And in case I'm not mistaken, we've made some progress on that challenge, and there is about just $200 left. So for the next $200 worth of pledges that we receive, those pledges match dollar for dollar right now by Joanne Myers of Topeka. Thanks for being with us this afternoon, and I'm joined, of course, by Bob, as well as attorney David J. Brown, who was one of the first to pledge his support for Trail Mix 30 years ago, isn't that right?
It is, and I was happy to do it then. I'm happy to do it now. I'm a sustaining member, and I want to encourage you to become a sustaining member, particularly if you're a new member. It's such an easy thing to do. You sign up and you say how much you want taken from your account every month. It happens automatically, and it's so easy. And while this challenge is going on, it's particularly good because every dollar you contribute is doubled. So it's an important thing. And, you know, the pledge drive, you know, we say we need money, we need money, we need money. The truth is, this station needs the money. There are something like over 100,000 listeners, but the number of people who actually contribute is much lower. And what people don't realize is that something like 84-85% of the funding for this station comes from you, listeners. And that's why we do these pledge drives. It's important that you contribute. Call now, 888-577-5268, or get online at kansaspublicradio.org and make the pledge. And Bob, isn't there something about a contest that we're doing now?
There is indeed. We're having the 30th anniversary of Trail Mix Concert November the 11th with the wonderful Dar Williams. It'll be in the Lead Center Pavilion, very intimate space. And tickets are on sale only through our website, kansaspublicradio.org. More than three-quarters of the tickets are gone. But today, for people that get a hold of us through our online giving portal, kansaspublicradio.org, and people that call in as well at 1-888-577-5268. You're entered into a contest today, and all the names will go into a hat, and I think Joanne from our staff will pull a name out, and that person will find out that they're a winner. So you've got a chance to win a pair of tickets when you make your pledge now at KPR. Let's get this pledge from Joanne Myers wrapped up. We just need $200 more to make that happen, and we want to thank a very generous existing anonymous member from Roland Park, Kansas. Jeff, time is running out. We've only got 1 hour to get everything done we need to do today.
That's quite right. We have some goals that are set for each part of the day, each part of an hour, and the goals that we have for Trail Mix are ambitious indeed. We've had a pretty good start to our program during this fall fanfare, and as Bob mentioned, we have a little bit of ground left to go, and it's crucial that we do so. There's only $200 left on this challenge from Joanne Myers of Topeka. One of you pledging at $200 right now can have that pledge doubled to $400. Take advantage of this challenge and help us meet our goals here at KPR. We've got news from NPR in just a moment, and then more wonderful music awaits us. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online where you can make that pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloists, offering subscriptions for the 20th anniversary season, including Bach Unlocked, the annual holiday concert, The Adventures of Don Quixote, and more, now through Saturday, September 14th, available at BachAriaSoloists.com. You're listening to KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In Mosinee, Wisconsin today, rural voters rallied for a GOP presidential hopeful Donald Trump, who has said that instead of studying for a Tuesday night debate, he's better off campaigning.
November 5th will be your liberation day. November 5th this year will be the most important day in the history of our country, because we're not going to have a country anymore if we don't win.
Trump told his supporters that Chicago was a war zone worse than Afghanistan and that they'd all be safer in Caracas, Venezuela than in the United States. Trump pledged to pardon what he called, quote, political prisoners of the Harris regime and declared that his personal indictments had made him popular with voters. Vice President Harris has been in Pittsburgh studying for the Tuesday debate. The family of an American activist killed in Israel yesterday say they want an independent investigation into her death. Witnesses at the scene say the 26-year-old dual Turkish and American citizen was killed by an Israeli soldier. The Israeli military says it's looking into the incident. NPR's Carrie Kahn has more.
Relatives of Aishanur Ege say an Israeli investigation would not be adequate. They called on U.S. officials to order an independent one. Several eyewitnesses told NPR that Ege was targeted by Israeli troops with a single shot to the head. There had been a confrontation between protesters and soldiers earlier, but fellow activists say Ege was shot later while she was standing under an olive tree. Israel's military says it is investigating reports of the killing of a foreign national while firing at, quote, an instigator of violent activity. Ege, a recent graduate of the University of Washington, had just arrived in Israel to join protests against expanding Israeli settlements in the West Bank, which are illegal under international law. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Stocks slumped this week with the S&P posting its worst week since March of last year, as NPR's Raphael Nam reports. Investors are not sure what to make about the U.S. economy and the latest jobs data.
The economy continues to send contradictory signals. Take the latest jobs data out on Friday. The unemployment rate dipped to 4.2% in August, a positive sign. But employers also created fewer jobs than economists had expected, which is concerning. It's a confusing picture that does little to resolve a key question. How much will the Federal Reserve cut interest rates later this month? Some investors believe the Fed should cut rates by a quarter percentage point. But those who are more concerned about the prospect of a recession believe the Fed should cut by half a percentage point. And right now, there's little agreement in Wall Street. Raphael Nam, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from American Jewish World Service, supporting human rights advocates worldwide in the fight for democracy.